So you join me here at Northampton Saints, where I am with Scott Armstrong and Ryan Glynn, ahead of the second round of the JP Morgan Premiership Rugby Sevens. And, well, first of all, just to put yourselves in perspective, Ryan, you played in this tournament last year. Just tell everyone, you know, how you fit into Saints and how long you've been here.
I joined Saints just before the tournament last year. You know, I'm one of the scrum halves at the club. So I'm part of the academy and just been here for a year working away, trying to get into the first team.
Fantastic. And Scott?
I also joined last year before the tournament, but unfortunately away in Dax in pre-season I injured my ankle and I was out till December, so unfortunately I didn't get the chance to play last year, but been here a year now and settling into my second year.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully you'll be able to take part in the tournament this time around. Ryan, what are your memories of the tournament last year?
Tough. Yeah, it was, you know, it's first bit of rugby, proper rugby I suppose we do all year. So you know it's difficult on your body to get into it, but you know it's fantastic. It gets a lot of people out watching and gives a lot of youngsters a chance, I suppose, to just get used to playing in front of a crowd and you know in a tournament where you can win something and at a high level. So yeah, it's good. It was fond memories and hopefully we can win it again here this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's second year of the competition. This is a good opportunity for younger guys to make a statement ahead of the new season. Is it quite nice to go out there and sort of fly the flag for the club before the Premiership season started and perhaps nail down some silverware?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's nice to get out there and play for the club in front of a big crowd. And, you know, it's a stronghold for the club. And, you know, it's a difficult place to come and win. We've had Gloucester this year. We've had not a bad record over the last year or so at the ground. So I mean, you know, yeah, you never want to lose, and especially here. So
yeah. Well, Scott, last year your teammates beat all three sides at the home round. They conceded 5 tries, scored 8. Now we saw Quinns last week down in Bath. They scored 15 tries, only conceded 3. So for you guys, is it going to be just about winning these games, or do you want to send a message out to them ahead of a potential final at the Stoop?
I think it's like anything we do at the club here. We always, you know, we always look to win, and we always look to win well. It's something that's instilled in everybody and all the players, and it's, you know, that winning mentality is something they want to carry into games, be it Heineken Cup, Premiership, or the Sevens. So, you know, we've had a good pre-season. We'll hopefully hit the ground running and you know, we'll basically concentrate on one game at a time and try and do as best we can. And if we can emulate the success we had last year, then that's brilliant. But like you say, we'll take one game at a time and hopefully get a win.
Yes, indeed. And how's the training differed for you guys in terms of approaching the Sevens tournament as to perhaps some of the others, just doing some standard pre-season?
I mean, it's pretty intense. I mean, I think, you know, I can speak for all rugby players and on this that you know, pre-season's a grim time, as we would say. You know, in the early doors and leaving late and you know, you're straight back home and everybody's tired and ready for bed and you're back around the next day. So, I mean, it's, you know, the physical demands that you put under is pretty intense. And I think, you know, no matter where you play, you know, it's going to be, everybody's going to be in the same boat. So hopefully, you know, we've got to a point now, two or three weeks down the line, and we're all pretty getting to the point now we want to play rugby. Everybody's hungry to play, and you know, physically, I think a few boys are there and chomping at the bit.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to seeing them play. Now, Gloucester Wasps and Saracens are visiting Franklin's Gardens on Friday. Saracens, the defending champions, and they're the only side to have beaten you last year in the competition, with the likes of Owen Farrell in their starting lineup. Would it help the Premiership credentials for the start of the season to put one over on a team like that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the history with Saints and Saracens is well documented, I suppose, and to, you know, beat them in anything, you know, whether it be an LV game or a Premiership game or a Sevens game, you know, is a massive thing. So yeah, you know, we want to beat everyone, and it should be nice to get one over on them, and especially here in front of a home crowd, that'd be fantastic.
And for the two of you, in terms of starting the season and where your season will go, what are you expecting out of it? Ryan, I think you played a couple of LV Cup games last year and got a Premiership match under your belt as well. What are you looking forward to over the next 12 months?
You know, just playing more rugby and try and develop. And if I get that chance again or more like it, then that'd be fantastic. But, you know, you can't come to expect something to be given like that to a club like this. You know, a lot of great players around, so you just got to work hard and keep going. But, you know, yeah, just to improve myself and help the team in any way I can.
And Scott, you're a winger, I understand, is that right? So what are you looking forward to over the next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity this year. You know, we've got the likes of Chris and Ben that are away with the World Cup, and you know, it gives a chance for the other players, and you know, obviously you want to do well and you want to be starting week in, week out, and that's something I've, you know, over the, you know, next coming months, that I'm going to try and get my head down and graft away and try and let my rugby do the talking, really. You know, just want to play.